I'm Amy, sex educator, sex and relationship coach, and co-owner of PurePleasureShop.com.
And I'm April, sex toy maven, VP of Hot Octopus, and I've dedicated my life to the business of sex. We're two people with a passion for educating and inspiring shame-free conversations about sex and relationships.
Welcome to the Shameless Sex Revolution. Want to learn more? Go to shamelesssex.com. And for 15% off of some of our favorite sex toys, use coupon code SHAMELESSSEX at purepleasureshop.com.
You are listening to a pleasure podcast. For more from our sex podcast collective, visit pleasurepodcasts.com.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome back to the Shameless Sex Podcast. So this episode, we recorded in person.
In LA.
Yes, in LA with two wonderful humans. There were dogs, there were cats, they were running around the place. That's not what this episode is about, though. It is about the porn industry.
Underwear, panties.
Crusty, delicious, lovely smelling, succulent underwear.
And shoes.
And dildos.
And items.
And sometimes a vial of some fluids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stay tuned because this one's good.
This one's fabulous. And it's a woman-owned, woman-operated company featuring other lovely porn star or performers who actually, not all vulva owners too. There's actually a penis-owning individual. They're selling his undies too on this fansutopia.com website. And so we interview the creator, owner, entrepreneur, a badass woman, Natasha Root, who created fansutopia.com, as well as Kenna James, who's a beautiful, lovely, fun, because we got to hang out with her in person, so she's really fun, porn performer. And we learned all about this whole world.
I love meeting porn stars and learning more about how they got into the world of displaying their amazing skills on
They're athletes.
They are professionals. They are fun to talk to.
And actually, one of the quotes I wrote from this episode for our Instagram person to post was her saying, "This is not an easy job. I once had to do anal in a office chair for 15 minutes when she was the one, I think, like using her hands on the armchair, the sides, but like the pump. She was pumping basically. And she was the one doing the work. Like someone, like he's sitting. So there was a penis owning person sitting and she was pumping and doing this whole thing. And she's like, I know that maybe, I don't know, maybe y'all think it's glamorous. Maybe y'all think it's dirty, whatever y'all think about it, but they're athletes and they're fucking amazing. So, and also Natasha Root, who created this website, she's creating this other outlet for people to be able to have this extra engagement with the people that they are huge fans of. And the performers get to make more money. And hey, they deserve it because they're badass. So it's a fun one. And oh, by the way, there will be clips. I don't think we have a full video for this one, but if you go to our Instagram, which is
at Shameless Sex Podcast.
And if you go to our TikTok, it is
at Shameless Sex.
Then you will see some actual clips of us interviewing them for this episode. Okay, so are you ready for a sexa question?
I am, and I have not read this, so give it away now.
Give it away now. Oh, by the way, can we do an announcement? Let's do like our first announcement.
Okay, first announcement. So it's 2022, and in July, I will turn 40, and Amy, she provided me as a birthday present early tickets to see one of my favorite bands and one of my favorite lead singers.
And crushes
and
of her all-time life.
Of my life since I was 7 years old, actually probably six. Anthony Kiedis, Red Hot Chili Peppers. We're going to see them in San Jose, July 29th.
She's like, I want the pit. We're going to be
and
in the pit.
Amy's like, where do you want to sit? I was like, we got to go to the pit. She's like, are you sure? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. We're getting to the front. So if anyone out there and if Anthony Kiedis is listening, I love you.
Or a friend of Anthony Kiedis.
You're an artist that has shaped my life and I adore you Or if you know,
we need backstage passes.
We
basically
want those.
We
backstage.
Need to go back there. We need to hang out with you. And she's not a roadie or a groupie. She's just going to maybe like,
I'm a supporter of the fine arts
for decades. And
forever.
So if anyone has any hookups, and if you don't, then guess what? We're going to start putting videos on TikTok so that.
And if
it's
you give us a hookup to getting us where we want to go, which is backstage after we rock out. To the Red Hot Chili Peppers, we will definitely provide you a lot of sex toys and lube.
Oh, yeah. Lots of sex toys.
So just hit us up and you can email us info@shamelesssex or contact@shamelesssex or
and
email me directly.
And don't bullshit us. And be like, I know Anthony Kittis. I'm like, you don't.
And if Anthony's listening, email me at april@shamelesssex.com or you can call me. I'll give you my phone number. That's all.
I don't know how he's gonna get it, but maybe go through me first. So yes, that this is a true thing though. And also our next step is for our TikTok, because April actually knows like pretty much every word from what albums do you know?
Blood Sugar Sex Magic is one of my favorite albums.
Yes.
And
like every single fucking word is kind of creepy.
It is a little strange,
but it's awesome.
And it's also I pride myself on how much of a fan I am, and a fan for the creation and the
You know the art. He wrote these lyrics. I remember you say I've heard this many times.
We listened to on the way down to LA on the way to record this episode and with Layla Martin that episode. We listened to their new album and we were both like the same song came on because I searched it in Spotify
and like
then
repeat
and I'm like the same song's on but I just love it every time more and more.
But then when you play the songs, you knew all the lyrics, you were like dancing in my car. It's like if you see someone just in like, you know, 2022 Honda Accord hybrid dancing all over the fucking place, it's April to Red Hot Chili Peppers. So go to our TikTok to see that, because we will actually create some videos, and now we have to do that sooner than later.
Okay, let's do a sex question. All right. Nice shout out, Amy.
This is
like
a long one, so I'm probably gonna fuck it up, but it's about herpes. So one shout out I wanted to give is that we're writing a book and we can't tell you what it's all about, but we do have a portion in the book that will talk about STIs, STDs. It probably will not be out until 2023. We can't give you a lot of details. And so when I thought of this question, I thought about what we've been writing in this book. So for the listener, also buy our book next year, but also here's some answers. Okay. So here's the question. I met a girl I like who has genital herpes. My questions are, number one, they say you can only get genital herpes let me rephrase this. He said it was HSV1, so it was what's generally oral herpes, but now it's on the genitals, through a mucous membrane. So is the head of the penis the only mucous membrane? Number two, when I have sex, usually vaginal lubrication gets all over me when having vigorous sex, not just on the condom. Should sex with an HSV positive person seek to avoid this? Number three, it seems that HSV can spread through an open wound. Should a nick from shaving my balls be enough of a concern to avoid sex until it's healed? Number four, how seriously should viral shedding be taken? All the websites say that shedding happens at least once a month, regardless of outbreaks or symptoms. And I'm already at the last part. Like, what websites say that?
Right.
There's a lot. Okay. So should we go in order of operations?
Let's break it down. Okay. Let's break it down for sure.
Okay. So number one, you can only get it through a mucous membrane. So is the head of the penis the only mucous membrane? No.
It's skin to skin contact.
And the whole genital region is a mucous membrane.
Right. So no matter what, this is why condoms as a safe sex practice cannot guarantee to be safe from herpes, especially genital herpes, the transmission through using a condom, because it's skin to skin contact. And genital herpes, sometimes they can be on the anus, they can be on the perineum, they can be any soft, warm areas
anywhere
of the body.
In the genitals, basically.
Yes.
And genitals go from like a clitoris to the head of the cock to your asshole, basically. And even the crack above, like people can get it on these places that are not usually like moist and lubricated.
They're warm areas.
But as someone who's had oral herpes before, also known as oral cold sores, they used to be on my lip and then they grew on my chin. It's a dry space. They just found their way to a new place. Mm. So yeah, it's definitely not just the have the penis. Okay, so number two, when I have sex, usually vaginal lubrication gets all over me with vigorous sex, not just on the condom. Should sex with a person with herpes, should I seek to avoid this?
Well,
it's kind of the same answer.
So here's something that is tricky with herpes, because when a person that is the person that has the HSV 1 or 2, when they're having an outbreak or a little pre to their outbreak, there is a sensation that can happen, tingling, and they may or may not be aware of that. If you're a person that has had the virus for many years, you may be attuned with that and know when it's coming,
which
and you can take your antiviral medication.
Why I think it's almost better to have sex with people who have said, I've had herpes for 10 years versus someone who's like, oh, it's been 6 months, because they have more knowledge of, and I'm not shaming anyone that's new to the herpes game, but like the more knowledge you have about it and the experience, the better you are at knowing your body and those tingling sensations.
And there's people that have herpes for 20 years and they know exactly when it's coming, and they've had partners for 15 years or multiple partners for many of those years.
And never gave it to them.
And the partner never tests positive for having herpes.
Yeah.
So this is why it's not a mysterious virus. It is harder to track if you're not aware of the symptoms of having an outbreak. It is easy to pass on if you are experiencing symptoms of an outbreak. So that's why it's important to reiterate the fact that with experience and time, knowing when the outbreak's coming, just like when you have any oral symptoms of having the HSV outbreak,
oh, yeah,
you know when it's coming and you're like, whoa, I can't kiss or share or
no,
do anything.
No, making out, something.
Right.
For me, it feels like a little swollen, tingly. There's something going on.
Almost like a vibration under the skin.
Exactly. And I'm like, time to take those little magical blue pills that I have. And that's the other thing. Like, the management is actually not that hard once you get it down. But initially, people are like, death sentence. And we talk about all this.
And remember that no matter what, when you are sexually active, if you're fluid bonded with someone, or even skin to skin bonded, even if you're not having penetrative sex of some sort with them, you have a risk of receiving any sort of STI transfer. There is a risk there.
Nothing's 100%.
Nothing is 100% except for listening to this podcast. We're not transmitting anything to you through the airwaves.
Yeah. And so what I would say for your partner would be more so, instead of like, oh, you have herpes, we can't have sex. If you choose that, that's fine. But more so like, hey, what's your management skills? What does it feel like when you're getting an outbreak? Do you have a prescription when you're getting an outbreak? Do you change your diet to a high lysine diet? Go Google that, because I won't go too deep into that into this podcast. But there's so many ways to manage it. It's not like a death sentence in any way, shape, or form. Okay, so next one. The whole part of an open wound. That one's interesting to me. Just because someone has an open wound, you can get herpes through it. So, okay, one thing I can say about that as someone who has oral cold sores, if I cut my lip, sometimes it does aggravate the virus and I'm more likely to get it now because I have an open wound. Does that make me more likely to give it to someone because I have an open wound? Like, it's not like a blood on blood thing. It's like a viral, you know, skin on skin thing. So I really don't think that that's necessarily the thing to worry about. I think it's more like, okay, if I have an open wound now, yes, things can get into that open wound. So you're more susceptible. And if your partner who has herpes has an open wound on their genitals or lips, wherever they have the virus, they might be more likely to get an outbreak because now it's just been exposed and that's into the ethers, you know, into the world. But I don't think that just because someone has an open wound doesn't mean they're going to give you herpes if they have herpes.
I think this is almost a question that I related to when blood, or it's another form of fluid in the system. And if that's transferred, of course, you're going to be susceptible to infections or viruses or anything. So I would say if anyone has an open wound, I would probably, if you're worried about transmission of anything, infections, viruses, whether they have HSV or not, I would probably let the wound heal, let the body do its job, and
be safe.
Right, right. And a nick from shaving your balls or your bits will heal faster than a deep wound.
Okay, and also if your herpes is on the head of your cock, but you nick your balls, that's probably probably not where the herpes are going to come out of your balls. You
also,
know?
Like, a lot of times with penises, they don't show signs of herpes as often as folks with vulvas and vaginas that you can actually see it a lot more frequently.
And just because you have it in your body, right? So like I have it on my lips and my chin doesn't mean that when you have sex in my pussy that you're going to get it from having that kind of sex. Just like, so if you had it on the head of your cock doesn't mean that just because you nicked your balls, you're going to give to someone. So it there's no correlation in those pieces.
Absolutely not.
All right. So the last one, I think we kind of already answered the viral shedding piece. Like, yes, take it into consideration. And also, like, how much do you care about this person? How much do you want to really be on this whole, like, monitoring and not being able to let go and release and relax? If you're not really that into the relationship, then maybe you want to be a little more careful. But in the whole, the once a month thing, what the fuck is that shit?
I have never heard of that.
No.
And I would actually believe, and I will ask my doctor the next time I have a session to inquire about this. I've never heard of that.
No.
I used to hear about it being transferred with towels and all of these things. And there's a lot of information out there that can be defunct.
Okay. So someone who's had oral cold sores since I was 18, I'm 37. I do not get any form of outbreak once a month, nor do I shed once a month, because plenty of people would have gotten it from me and I've not given it to one person.
You and I share, during COVID we didn't, and now we share water or we share different things where chapstick
You've
sometimes.
You've never got oral cold sores?
I have not.
Never.
So,
and all the scissor sessions that we've done, I've never got general herpes.
No, and I think that.
I'm just kidding. We've never done that.
That is not.
I just wanted to throw you for a loop.
You always do. Okay, so.
Let's go into the bio.
That all being said, let's move on to a bio. All right. Natasha Root is a Los Angeles native, former model, and fashion executive turned entrepreneur. At 34 years old, with nearly two decades of work experience in the fashion and entertainment industries, she's created her own company called Fans Utopia. Natasha's unique business model has been featured in many media outlets, including Goop, as well as well-known fashion blogs. To learn more, visit fansutopia.com. That's FANSUTOPIA.com. And Kenna James is an award-winning adult star and model, as well as the 2016 Penthouse Magazine Pet of the Year. You can purchase items from her most famous scenes and live streams at fansutopia.com. And to see all of Kenna's work, visit kennasjoint.com. That's kennasjoint.com.
Well, hello, everyone. Oh, wait, that's the wrong start. And I'm still going to go with it. Hey, everyone, it's interview time. And we are on a roll for in-person interviews right now. They might not be back-to-back, actually, because I do not know the release date of this one. But let me just, I love to paint the context. First of all, we have four beautiful women sitting on a bed. We are somewhere in Los Angeles Hills. Oh, I can see some really nice mountains.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles Hills. Oh, there's a pool out there. My dog is currently eating a bully stick. That's also known as a bull penis. He's chewing the shit out of it. There are two cats under the bed. April's dog is here too. And we are here with the wonderful humans. Well, they're from separate places, but they work together. We have Natasha Root, the owner of Fans Utopia, and we have Kenna James, who is, let me just actually take this opportunity, what title do you prefer to take on? Because sometimes I'm like, do I say porn star or performer, or like what is your preferred label?
I like them all, from porn star to adult actress to mattress actress. Ooh. To whatever.
Ooh,
the girl
mattress
you
actress.
Oh yes ma'am.
Oh hey. People are like, all right, so I'm gonna now really tune into this episode.
And I also want to paint one last picture, because
yes, please.
You, and I'm speaking to Natasha, just moved into this new beautiful home, and there's a guy that was caulking, which meaning the thing that you squirt into the bathtub where you fill the tile hole lines in, and he was like doing a double take because we're sitting on the bed, because the sound in the bedroom is actually
better
preferred
than the living room.
Y'all there in non-recording land don't know that, but Amy, who is a recording guru because she's done it for so long, and she's like,
Gestapo.
This room is not working for me, okay? So we went into the bedroom and we're sitting on the bed, and the cocker guy was in and he did a double take, and I was like, dude, we got a cocker in here.
We have four women, a cocker, two small dogs, and two cats.
I'm waiting for the joke. The punchline of the joke
is
Someone should send us that punchline.
Yeah. All right. So if you have the punchline, please email us or just go to fansutopia.com and go buy some good shit.
Yes. Yes.
How about that? So, and you'll find out what we're talking about, although we actually told you in the intro what that is, but we will dive deeper into that. The other thing that April and I wanted to share was...